Barry Malloy's on the way down today to Warwick Farm, hopefully to get the chockies with Lake Lugano. Morning, Barry.
Good morning, Kane.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, going good.
That's good. You're on your way down with Lake Lugano. First up today, yeah. I think you were hoping for a little bit of dampness in the track?
Oh, well, not so much. Hoping or dampness, it's just a decent track, that's all. Yeah.
Now, this horse, Barry, consistent Lake Lugano, it's just got the picket fence. It's almost got a Winx form line beside it.
Yeah, she goes pretty good. She's been pretty consistent.
Too right. How did you come by her?
Well, Mal Lecky, he bought her.
Yeah.
And he sent her up to me. And he said, give her a try. If she's no good, send her home.
And you wouldn't get rid of her now, would you?
Oh, no, no. It'd be no trouble getting someone to take her now. She's pretty good to me. She's been pretty good to the stable and to the owners.
Well, she's been a ripper, Noel Leckie, of course, the late Noel Leckie, a wonderful man there and based in Scone with his accountancy business. And Lake Lugano's 5-year-old by Swiss Ace. She hasn't had a lot of starts, only 15 for a 5-year-old.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's not many. Yeah.
8 wins, 2 seconds, 4/3. You found the right ones, Barry?
Well, that was the idea, I think, of spacing the races a bit for the right ones to come around. And she's held the form all right by doing that.
I'm just looking back at a form here. You need to give her 3 to 4 weeks between runs, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, well, waiting for right race and that sort of thing to come on. It was no good starting in a lesser race if you thought you could win a better class race.
The fact that you give her that gap as well, does she lighten off after runs or was it just that's just due to the timing?
No, not so much, but it keeps her a bit on the fresh side.
Now, of course, the problem is when you keep knocking them off in the bush, after a while it's hard to find a race for you. You've got to go to town, haven't you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All right. So today you're off there to Warwick Farm. 5-hour drive.
Yeah. It's not a bad drive, though. It's good on the highway once you get to Borough or Gash. Well, you're on a good going right through then.
If you get the chockies, Barry, it'll only feel like an hour going home.
Oh, yes, if we get the money, yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, can I give away your age? Because you, mate, you sound nothing like what your age is.
Yeah, no, I was born in 1938.
So you, the old speedo's about to tick over 80?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
You're only middle-aged by the sounds of you.
Yeah. I told someone I was nearly 80 the other day, and they said, who's been counting?
I reckon you were ringing, were you?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'd like to have a little something on you to get to the ton.
Yeah. Oh, gee, well, I'll be going good. I feel, I might make it too.
I reckon, yeah, I'd tell you what, I'd have you in the red. I've tab framed at market, you'd be under $2. Yeah. Now, when did you last have a winner in the city?
Mate, look, the starters I have in Sydney, there's very few and far between.
Yeah.
Would have been back, I don't know exactly when it was, but it would have been probably in the 90s.
Yeah.
I had a horse. He was an ex-Bart Cummins horse, a horse called Kintyre Star.
Mm.
And he won a race at Warwick Farm.
Well, hey, history may repeat. Warwick Farm today, Barry, there's an omen.
Yeah, some omen, eh? Yeah.
And that day, were you confident? Did you have a plonk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there were a few owners in them. They all done pretty good.
Fantastic. How many have you got in work?
No, I got not many now. I only got 5.
That'll keep you busy enough, though.
Yeah. Look after them all myself, except the riding part of the business. I've got a girl that rides them. She does a good job.
I reckon if you stopped, that'd be the end of you, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, I've never thought of stopping.
That's what I mean.
Never thought of stopping.
It wouldn't cross your mind.
No. The only day I'll stop is when I fall over.
Too many blokes retire, Barry, and they're in the mud hut 6 months later.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You're better off enjoying life and keeping going, aren't you?
You're right, yeah.
Well, good luck today with Lake Lugano. In the run, where would you like to be? Because she can race handy.
Oh, yeah, well, she's drawn one. It all depends what the pace is, but she's drawn one, and it's no good of giving that up if they're not going 100 mile an hour. She'll be thereabouts. She'll be in the first 2 or 3.
Well, terrific. Well, good luck today. I reckon there'll be a hell of a cheer go up if you get the currency today, Barry.
I think so, yeah. A bit of singing on the way home.
Oh, now what would be number one on the hit parade on the way home? What would you sing?
I don't know, mate.
Hey?
I don't know.
Can you build out one for us now? Give us a barrier trial of what the trip home could be.
The bloke will jump out of the car if I start singing.
Nah, hey, I turn the water in the shower rusty. Don't worry about that. You can come on, you can whip one out for us now on Racing Age.
I'm not too good at that.
Yeah. Nah, it doesn't matter. I'm bloody awful at it. You can do it. What do you got? What do you sing on the way home?
I'll meet you at the winning circle. I'll meet you in the winning circle and I'll sing one for you.
All right, you're on. Good on you, Barry. Good luck today, mate.
Okay, see ya.
Barry Malloy, isn't that fantastic? He's nearly 80 and he's off to the races today with Lake Lagana GIA, but Winstream, because there'll be a few tunes belted out in the car on the way home tonight. He didn't want to step up to the plate this morning, but I reckon I'd love to be in the back seat of that car going home tonight.